it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Hey guys, it's the 10th of May, 2024. It's a Friday. And lots of things happening. Very interesting what's happened in the courts with the Donald Trump case that's now been completely put on the back burner. It's interesting how Stormy Daniels has got involved in this case, in the fact that it's now become clear that Stormy Daniels, number one, never ever met Trump, other than maybe having a photo with him like thousands of people have done with me when I go to events, but never a personal meeting. And it turns out that his lawyer paid her $180,000 to come up with this story. The $180,000 that they're claiming is hush money that Trump paid. Trump never paid a penny. The lawyer paid her to fabricate the story. The trouble is, it's been over the media for so long that when the truth actually comes out, people won't even believe it, because it's been so pumped down people's throats that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels, where not only did he not have an affair, he never actually properly met her. And this just shows how evil these people are in trying to destroy his credibility on a complete lie.
So carrying on from that, Georgia court is to hear Trump's appeal to bar Fannie Willis. Donald Trump will now be granted 10 days to lodge an appeal against the decision not to disqualify Fannie Willis as the DA who oversaw the 2016 election charges case against him, despite her reportedly having a relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Trump's lawyer, Steve Sado, said the former president looks forward to presenting his case against Willis for her misconduct in this justified, unwarranted political persecution.
Very much so, and we're seeing that. It's nothing more than political persecution, and they've tried everything they possibly can. Now their only hope of winning is either to kill him or put him in prison. Don't put anything past these people in their attempt to win their next election. They'll do whatever it takes, other than debate in public. I haven't, normally before an election, we get a debate, where and plenty of them. At the moment, there doesn't seem to be any mention of any debates.
You know why? That's because Biden can't string two words together. I watched his speech the other day, and he's reading from the teleprompter, and it goes, Ray, last name. He actually read out the word last name. He is totally incapable of looking after himself now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's phenomenal. I'm going to start with a funny story, and this one will get you chuckling. The BBC News and Sky News have both reported that we have had the hottest April since 1940.
Wow.
Seriously, I've never seen so much rain in April.
Yeah, they can make up stories on the news like that and tell you something that's completely untrue. I watched something on the television the other day that you could actually see what was happening, and they were telling a completely different story.
Yeah. It's absolutely bonkers. Now, I remember we were talking about this a little while ago. They've changed how they read the temperature. They don't do air temperature anymore. They do ground temperature. So, of course, everything's going to be hotter.
Yeah. I think we mentioned that nearly a year ago, that they were measuring the temperature of the ground to keep up their narrative about global warming. Because if they took the air temperature, like they have done for the last 100 years, they realised that there was no global warming at all. It's only if you put your thermometer on the ground or in the oven that you find that there's a significant warming.
Slovakia has banned Islam from becoming a formally recognised religion.
Pioneering nuclear fusion power plants are to be fast-tracked through the planning process and supported with taxpayers' money, as Britain attempts to become a world leader in the technology. Under the new proposals by the government, commercial fusion reactors will be exempt from the usual planning rules governing nuclear power station. It means the company can avoid the years of red tape blocking current nuclear power stations. The government wants to award contracts worth hundreds of millions of pounds by the year to build prototype at West Burton. Now,
has the UK got any money left for this? Seriously? Well, it's a testing time for Egypt, because in theory, they should be going to war with Israel right now, because Israel has taken Rafah, which in turn means they've taken the Gaza-Egypt border crossing. Mm-hmm. Now, Israel and Egypt had a formal agreement called the Camp David Accords, which was Israel isn't going anywhere near Egypt. Well, Israel's done it. Has Egypt got the backbone to stand up to Israel, or are they just going to fold over like so many others are?
Well, Israel has been saying about this that if you mess about with us, America's coming for you. And America's saying we're not getting involved. So at the moment, you've got Netanyahu, who's threatening them like crazy. And in defense of Israel, the Israeli people, are not behind Netanyahu. So we have to be careful how we refer to the Israelis, because it's not all of them. The majority of Israelis don't want this. It's the power crazy Netanyahu group. And I said 2 years ago that he came back into power to be exposed for who he is and what he is. That's what we're going through right now. The world had to see it. They had to see what Netanyahu would do. They had to see the evil. Otherwise, the world would not believe it.
Another funny story. As if electric cars wasn't enough for this greenhouse gas fight, the UK is now bringing in speed limits to help tackle climate change. We are slowing the roads down more and more and more till eventually we won't be going anywhere. And the 15-minute cities will be the only option.
I'm not being funny, but the amount of potholes in the roads, you can't go fast anyway.
That is very true, Drew. Very true.
One of the other politicians announced that 2.9 billion people's life is at risk because of climate change.
Something quite harrowing in the UK. All eyes are on the census when it comes out, because for the first time in British history, a white child from white parents are going to become the minority in Birmingham. Let that sink in for a minute.
Should we set up a group called White Lives Matter?
Do you know what, Charlie? It's starting to look like that. It really is.
False terror rumour sparks panic in Marseille, France, during the Olympic flame event. With the heightened terror threat, France remains tense amid preparations for the Paris Olympics. Now, I remember Sasha Stone stating on our Insiders Club a little while ago to stay clear of the Olympics in France.
Mm-hmm.
Something that has triggered me a little bit, shall we say. A very specific video has appeared online from an Israeli tank's perspective as it drives forwards and crushes a I Love Gaza sign. And that's all it does. How is Israel rubbing this in people's faces so badly? People have lost their lives in this.
Argentina introduces 10,000 peso banknotes worth the equivalent of about $11.
Everybody's currency is being devalued. That is an asset backed. It really is.
And we're seeing the changes in Zimbabwe now with the new ZIG taking effect. And it's being rolled out. And for those people that are awake and aware, they'll see everything now. But for those who are not, you're missing the greatest show on earth.
The Canadian government is considering plans to charge its citizens $25,000 if they decide to emigrate out of the country. They have got a big problem with people wanting to leave Canada, and I can see why.
Yeah. Talking about leaving, following your reporting yesterday, Paul, tens of thousands of airline passengers arriving at airports across the UK. Well, it's happened again several hours last night after another collapse of the E-gate system.
And we're going to see it on a regular basis now. The old system is collapsing. It's being dismantled. And for those young men out there that have ever taken a sledgehammer to an old building and knocking out bricks. You knock out one brick and another one falls down, and sooner or later you knock out the key brick that brings the whole lot down. And that's where we're at right now. We're knocking out bricks and we're seeing other bricks fall out, other pieces fall out. The banking system is in total collapse. The housing market will then follow. The stock exchange will follow. We've said it before, it's happening.
My last story, London mail voting. Only 40% of people turned out. Now, that's not because people don't want to vote. It's because people have lost faith in the system. The system does not work. People don't believe in Parliament anymore. It does not work. We need a new system. Full stop.
Following my report yesterday, Toronto police detained an intruder for allegedly attempting to break into Drake Toronto's mansion a day after the security guard was shot outside the mansion complex.
And that was the news on the 10th of May 2024. We'll see you on the Insiders Club tomorrow.
See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.